So I'm sitting here at www.ci, like the beginning of city, .petersburg.ak.us.
Community Development Department mapping technician Susan Christensen created the interactive searchable tax parcel map.
And over on the far right-hand side, there's a column called Public Service Announcements. And right there is the first public service announcement, says the City of Petersburg tax parcel map is now available to the public, and more parcel information will be added to the map shortly. So when I go...
Christensen navigates through a few links on the city site and quickly gets to the new map. She developed the feature in partnership with the City Finance Department. Finance Director Jody Tao expects the map to streamline the property assessment process by allowing quicker access for assessors, appraisers, and the general public.
This mapping program will really benefit us. We get a lot of people in saying, who lives next door to so-and-so? What's my neighbor's assessment? What's the legal description of my lot? And this way we can direct them to the mapping program on the internet, and they can find it there.
And Tao says it creates more transparency in city government.
It's just a good checks and balances, I think.
None of the information on the map is new. It's already publicly accessible through the property assessment cards stored in the Petersburg Municipal Building.
Yeah, if it's in the property database, it is. It's public information.
But the map feature will make the information more accessible to the public. The map does not include buried utility lines. Technician Susan Christensen says that's because of liability.
Transferring things from paper copies to an electronic as-built, it's just fraught with chances for error. So we don't want people out there digging things up without contacting the city first. And we feel like if people thought, oh, well, the map says it's here, and then they go and dig and it's not, then there's problems.
Christensen also points out that the online map is meant for informational purposes.
This map is not intended to replace actual surveys, and that the data is only as good as what we've built the map off of. So if you can't use it as a substitute for legal stuff, but it's probably pretty good for most people.
Christensen is hopeful the new web feature will make things easier for the public and city staff.
People will be able to look up their own tax assessment. They'll be able to look up their neighbor's tax assessed value. The other guy it's going to help is the people who call me up and want to know if they can have our tax parcel map. These are assessors and appraisers from other parts of the world that sometimes have asked for that information. Now I'll be able to just send them to the website. And I think it's going to help the finance department as well.
City staff is still working to update the assessment information. To check out the new mapping feature, go to the city's website at ci.petersburg.ak.us. Then follow the links from the public service announcement. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.